From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels was on terror lockdown as Belgian authorities hunted for Paris attackers Saturday. Facing what was called an imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed the city on lockdown, shutting its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel warned that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around Brussels. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister.
If you are coming to Brussels, you need to have a full respect for all the instruction coming from the authorities. It's the same in France, in Paris, with such a situation with the urgency. And in Belgium, we will send all the time messages about the situation and about the specific request to the people living in Brussels or coming to Brussels.
Authorities say the warning was based on precise information, including the possibility that chief Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. The U.S. Embassy urged Americans to shelter in place and remain at home. Metro trains in the city are shut down until at least Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Mr. Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism and vowed a relentless pursuit of the killers. The president said that America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and to root out terrorist networks. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Four people were injured in a stabbing attack in southern Israel Saturday, the latest in a series of clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. The stabbing occurred late Saturday in the city of Kiryat Gat. Hospital officials say one person was seriously injured while three others suffered moderate wounds. The tensions between Israel and the Palestinians are sure to be on U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's agenda when he heads to the Middle East Sunday. Also on the secretary's schedule are discussions about the Islamic State and the war in Syria. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has details.
Secretary of State Kerry is making a return visit to the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the International Syria Support Group that met in Vienna this month to discuss a political resolution to Syria's crisis. A focal point for the group now is finding ways to unite Syria's diverse opposition groups. Another focal point is likely to be the so-called Islamic State. The UAE is among the countries supporting coalition airstrikes against the militant group in Syria. A third focal point is likely to be ways to lower spiraling tensions between Israelis and Palestinians that have resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Palestinians and at least 15 Israelis in the last 2 months. Some say that could be a tall order for Kerry. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Ambulances carried the bodies of two influential Bangladeshi opposition leaders executed for war crimes committed during the country's 1971 war for independence against Pakistan early Sunday. Bangladesh Nationalist Party leader Saluddin Qadir Chowdhury and Jamaat-e-Islami Secretary General Ali Hassan Mohammad Mujahid were hanged in Dhaka Central Jail. A special tribunal had convicted the two men in 2013 on charges including rape, genocide and torture during the 1971 war. The Bangladesh Supreme Court had rejected their appeals against their death sentences. Police in southern Honduras arrested two Pakistani men and a Syrian woman Saturday, accusing them of being in the country illegally and possibly trying to get to the United States. Officials said they did not have the proper documents to be in Honduras and were taken to an immigration office for questioning. The mayors of more than 60 U.S. cities have sent an open letter to the U.S. Congress urging it not to turn its back on refugees who want to start new lives in the United States. Mayors of New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, Boston, and Baltimore signed the letter in response to the anti-Muslim backlash that followed the deadly terror attacks in Paris. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.